Today's Thursday, October 4th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 127. Matt Scott is joined by Andre Leland and Colin Barcelo talking about cybersecurity. Andre Leland starts off talking about how integrators can protect themselves from liability in the event of a breach.
I mean, honestly, I think it's one of the original documents that they should be handing off to the consumer when they're turning over the job, right? Basically, here's your remote codes, here's the passwords that have changed. It's part of the documentation element of it that they should be included. And by the way, this reminds me and smells a heck of a lot of who owns the code. Do you remember that debate that I had about 10, 12 years
We're
ago?
We're still having it.
There you go, right? Who owns the code? Well, now at this point in time, it's the same thing. If I have an electrician come in and sparks fly because he didn't connect the wire right, he's at fault, right? Well, there's no difference between that and this particular situation as well.
Very good.
If somebody hacks my network.
I also think it's an interesting, you always follow the money, right? And you always have to think around that usually motivates people. And one of the challenges for, you brought up the manufacturers is they've never really looked at service as a necessity. It's more of a cost center. So, manufacturers are really always doing the minimum when it comes to support or service because their kind of view is, well, we produce it, we sell it, kind of hands clean and we're done. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's always been a challenge, is who's going to pay for this. And I would argue that I think we're hitting a point where consumers are going to start paying for these types of services. And I always use the analogy of how consumers pay for physical security, right? They pay for alarm companies. I think in the next 2, 3, 5 years, we're going to see consumers willing to pay for virtual security of their homes. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for integrators. And we work with a lot of our partners to say, hey, this is a great upsell opportunity, and this cybersecurity should be part of your recurring revenue strategy and part of your recurring strategy to maintain the relationship with customers. Because as you guys both know, cybersecurity is constantly evolving, right? And I totally agree that a checklist is important. We have a checklist template we share with our integrator partners, and I think you should do that 100%, and they should be smart about installation. But cybersecurity is one of those things that's evolving and ongoing, and you want to set it up right, but you also need support because things are always changing. So I think having cybersecurity as part of that ongoing conversation with the customer is imperative.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.